Hello, welcome to Stoner Chicks Podcast, the podcast for stoners by stoner chicks. I am Phoebe Richards.
I'm Stephanie Thompson.
And I'm Kayla Teal.
And we are here today, just the three of us, missing the lovely Grace yet again, but she will be back soon, I believe next week.
I think next week, and she's gone for a good reason. We've already told you this, but she's moving back to Seattle.
Grace Penzel, yep. Back in town soon.
Yes. If you're listening to the podcast right now and you're on Spotify, please drop us a 5-star rating. Or if you're listening on Apple Podcasts, leave us a review.
Yeah, we love that stuff. That would make us happy the next time we smoke and think about you. And with that, I'm going to hand it over to Kayla for a fun new segment.
It's more of a game, Phoebe, and I'm going to let Stephanie actually bring it in.
That's right, Kayla. I believe this is going to be the next episode of a show we will call Don't Judge Me, But...
That's right. Thank you, Steph. This game is called Don't Judge Me, But. It's the take off of a old sleepover game, Never Have I Ever. And how it works is we're going to take turns starting our sentences with Don't Judge Me, But. And we're going to tell you something very vulnerable, very something we would be afraid to be judged about. And if our fellow stoners have also done this thing, they must smoke.
And we
smoke. That's right, listeners. Smoke at home if you identify with any of the weird shit we're about to reveal.
That is a great idea. If you're at home
and over 21.
And over 21 or over 19 in Canada, and I don't know about everywhere else.
Or not at all if it's illegal.
Or not at all. Don't do that. Yeah, take a hit as well in support of us revealing maybe parts of ourselves we're embarrassed about. And for the two of you, if it's your turn, you also take a hit.
Great.
Are we ready to begin?
Ready, boss.
I guess I'll start since it's my game. So I'll take a hit. Don't judge me, but I have consumed boogers at some point in my life. Phoebe's hitting. Very good. Stephanie's hitting. All right, we got three booger munchers.
I do feel that is an unfair thing, although I'm guessing this isn't what you meant, because it's all connected. So anytime you're sick, you're swallowing a ton of the stuff in your nose.
I don't think it becomes a booger, though, unless it comes out of the other holes.
Oh, so a booger is not a booger until it's been removed from your nose.
Yeah, I think it's not until it hardens and comes forth.
Okay. I still would have hit my weed, so it's fine.
What is a booger?
Thank you. All right, it is now Steph's turn.
Don't judge me, but I once got high on mushrooms and danced in front of an otter for an hour. I'll
so
take a
specific.
Hit to that. It's very specific, but it was really awesome. Don't judge me.
Seems my neither bad. Phoebe nor Kayla is smoking with that one.
No. I have never done mushrooms, and I've also never danced in front of an otter, so.
I highly recommend it.
Yeah, I think I'll take that recommendation. And if you're at home and you've done this,
let us know.
Your weed. Let us know. All right, Phoebe, your turn.
Any sea mammal, really.
Don't judge me, but I have shoplifted and gotten caught.
That sucks that you got caught. Neither of us are hitting, but if you're at home and you're a thief.
I've never gotten caught in what I was doing I didn't know was shoplifting.
Then it doesn't count. When I was in college, I got on a high horse about it being unfair that I had to pay for my tampons. They should be free, I felt. So I told myself, therefore, I should steal them. But then once I started always stealing them, I would just find other things I didn't feel I should have to pay for.
It spun out of control.
Like batteries, Us Weekly.
Like, I have to pay for energy.
I'm pretty sure it was in Us Weekly that the security guard saw me stealing. And then I had, batteries and salsa.
What great loot.
Oh, it was horrifying.
What did they do?
They took me in a back room, and they told me I either could pay $200 in cash plus pay for the items. I didn't get to keep them, though, which I actually asked at the end. I was like, well, if you made me pay for them, but they didn't let me keep them. So I had $200 plus the amount each item cost, and then I wasn't allowed in the store for 2 years.
Is that allowed?
They can't. Yeah. I think a private business can do whatever. I don't know. Or if I didn't, they would call the police.
That's like extortion, I feel like.
I mean, I was stealing from them. Anyway, that's my story. Don't do that, kids. It doesn't pay. It cost me. It was very expensive salsa, batteries, and Us Weekly, and I didn't even get to keep them.
It was just an expensive afternoon. That's it.
Kayla, you're up.
All right. Don't judge me, but I have written erotica.
Oh.
Ooh, Phoebe's lighting up. Oh, I didn't light up yet.
I wish I did. I have a lot of ideas for erotica, but I've never written any.
I've only written them for myself and never shared them.
Yeah. Oh. I've shared mine, but only with one person and anonymously published it places.
Can you, either of you, share if there was a theme or if it was in what kind of world it was in?
Mine was based in, I guess, a real world. I don't really want to talk about it more than that.
Yeah, no worries.
Yeah, mine was also real world scenarios. Nothing fantastical, although I did come across recently some Hermione Granger erotica that I perused. I just perused.
No harm in perusing.
Stephanie.
Don't judge me, but I invented a sport when I was 19 years old called extreme peeing.
Who else would have done that?
Where I peed out of trees or off top of buildings or high places.
Well, this is totally different, but in only a couple years older than that, at my old job, I was dating one of my coworkers, and then there was a girl we were friends with, and we did a bet with her, which she was at such a disadvantage, that we could have sex in more crazy places than she could, but she didn't have a partner. So it was a huge disadvantage because, you know, we were dating, so we could just be like, let's knock out 4 spots.
And she was like, well, I have to find a date, then decide I feel safe having sex with them, then convince them to have sex with me somewhere weird.
Yeah. It's total disadvantage. So we won without having to do much. But it only made me think of it of just the ridiculousness of this would be a really weird, crazy place to have sex.
It sounds like the fun, a fun plot of a movie.
Mm-hmm. Good one.
And my only similar thing is when I was 13, my friends and I would have pee races where we would pee at the top of a hill and watch it roll down the hill, and whoever had the strongest stream won.
That's awesome.
Oh my God. I love that.
I didn't do
that's
anything
a new
like
pee
that.
Sport. I feel like that qualifies because that's a pee sport.
Okay, cool. I'll hit.
And then I'm up, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Don't judge me, but, I mean, you can if you want. I've had a foursome.
Ooh, nope.
No.
Yes, I win.
Only three for me.
Only one for me. Just kidding.
I've only masturbated.
I've only masturbated.
Which, no shame in the masturbation game.
Mm-mm. Oh, absolutely not.
Got some erotica you could borrow.
Yeah. Okay, my turn? Okay. Don't judge me, but I have, in past monogamous relationships, been unfaithful.
Ooh.
It's been a long time, but this part of the reason I no longer enter into monogamous commitments.
Don't like to admit that, but
I know, I feel bad about that one. And I didn't even hit. Hold on.
Yeah, you definitely have to. You asked.
But I was much younger then. I'm older now. Wiser.
Yeah, I was much younger, and I did find out a few months later that my partner at the time had already cheated on me and lied to me about it, but it's still.
Yeah.
No excuse.
No excuses. All right.
Well, that was a downer one.
Please don't judge me, but I once had sex in front of a group of Girl Scouts on horseback.
Oh my God.
Yours are amazing, Steph.
Yours are so
specific. I was trying
to think
the weirdest things I've done. I've been just don't judge me, but. And it was an accident. It's not like I purposely went out to upset this Girl Scout troop.
But the lifeguard's having sex on a horse, which is amazing. That part.
Well, I was backpacking, and we were sneaking my partner at the time, and I were sneaking away to have a little fun time, and we found this empty campsite, and we were getting frisky, and we hear a bunch of horse noises, and it was this Girl Scout troop on horseback, and they were tying up their horses at our campsite because they didn't see us. We were kind of, you know, on the ground naked and behind some bushes, and we like popped up like naked, and we're like, someone's here, like, get out of here.
Oh my gosh. Okay, this makes sense now. I thought you were the one on horseback having sex and a Girl Scout troop creeped up on you, but they were on the horses.
I think that
sounds
like your erotica.
It sounds like Grace's erotica.
Yeah, that is Grace's
cowgirl.
Don't judge me, but I have stolen money from a wallet before.
Ooh. I don't think I've done that.
I don't think I've done that either.
That's like one of the things I'm most ashamed of in my life. So I just admitted that. It was like $40. It wasn't a ton, but it was
still
pretty bad.
Yeah.
You live and you learn, you love and you grow, and you give and you earn.
There we go. All right.
We all done things that we wouldn't do today, but we did before. I have certain tattoos I would not get today, but I honor who I was when I got them. So
words of wisdom with Kayla.
All right, listeners. Well, we are maybe the highest we've been on the podcast in a long time.
And I promise I'm not a thief. I realized two of my things were stealing, so I'm going to reflect on that. But that's not something I feel I do normally. Unless your batteries are salsa.
I found mine were oddly specific, and I think I didn't understand the assignment.
I think the assignment was to get fucking baked.
I think, yeah, that was the number one assignment. But I hope there's at least one or two listeners out there that have danced with an otter or have upset a Girl Scout troop somehow. and I'd like to hear about it.
Oh, wow. I just had a memory pop up, a high thought of a first date I went on recently-ish where I saw a lot of otters. And I was sure they were otters this time, not river rats.
I feel like you see a
call
lot
back
of them,
to
you know.
Episode one of Stoner Chicks.
Chicks.
Or two. Yeah. I don't know. All right. Well, we're going to go take a smoke break and
smoke some more.
When we come back, we're going to hear some of your high thoughts.
Woo!
Welcome back, stoners. We're so happy to have you. We're going to launch into some high thoughts, but first, I want to tell you about our episode next week because I'm so excited. We're having two guests on the show who happen to be PhD scientists who study natural medicine and the effects of cannabis on humans. Super cool. They have their own podcast called Smoke and Science. So if you want to check out any of their episodes before we interview them next week, I would recommend doing so because it's rad information.
Well, fuck me. It's time for high thoughts.
High thoughts with Stephanie. Do, 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 do.
Boom. Got right into it, folks. That's right. It is my favorite segment, High Thoughts with Stephanie. And I'm going to kick it off with just a short and sweet one. Lizzie from Rhode Island has written us, "Does my cat know I'm high? Love y'all." heart. Face. Face.
I... Simple answer, no. Your cat doesn't understand the concept of being high.
Even though they are one of the only animals that also get high.
True.
On catnip. I feel like dogs more know when I'm high.
Hmm. Yeah.
You ever get just some judgmental eyes from a dog while you're baked?
Yeah, I think my cats, I know Carl knows when I'm high. Cause she
really?
Kind of, yeah, because I smoke outside with her because I let her outside and she'll give me kind of a side eye, like, what are you doing? And run off. But when I'm not smoking, she just sits there.
Frankie, my cat, does not like it when I smoke. So she is aware of that. She doesn't like when the lighter comes out or the bong. She usually runs off.
Yeah. I think it's the smoke or something bothers them.
Yeah, they probably don't understand that it's getting us high.
Yeah, and I'm also high so often, it's just my normal state almost.
Yeah, that's true. I didn't know my cat before I smoked all the time.
Well, wouldn't it be kind of cute if they did kind of know we were getting high and they're like, and their concept of it was, oh, look at them nipping out over there.
Yeah, like when we look at them and we're like, oh, they're just watching us, you know. Dance in front of the otters for a few hours. And they're like, oh, adorable. That's a great high thought.
I love that high thought. This one, Avalon from Florida, I find hilarious. And I don't know why I have never thought this before. Why is pants plural and shirt singular when they both are one piece of clothing?
I do know the answer to this, and that is that each pant leg is one pant, so then therefore a pair of pants is two pants. But that leaves the question, why isn't a maxi skirt considered a pant?
What's a maxi skirt?
What? Like a long skirt to the ground.
Why would that
be? Oh, why isn't it just like considered one pant leg?
Yeah, I guess maybe because
a singular pant can't exist without there being another pant.
But it sure can. I mean, if you only have one leg, you'd probably hem the other pant off, and then you'd just have a pant, but you'd probably still call it pants.
There's also two holes in a shirt, just like there are
two. Those
are
the sleeves.
True.
Which is plural.
Because the pant really has no, I guess there's the butt area, but the pant, there's two pant.
two pant.
And together, that's the whole thing. That's pants.
A shirt
has two holes for the arms, but then there's the whole midsection, the whole torso section.
What is that called?
Well, that's what makes the shirt.
The sleeve, but the sleeves don't make a shirt, I guess.
Right, that's the same point. So you can't just call it a sleeves, because there's more to it.
There's more to it.
But there's not more to pants. There's just two pants.
I think it's been cleared up. We've cleared this one up.
Solved.
Solved. Stoner chick solved a high thought. So Avalon, that is why.
Thank you, Avalon.
Thank you, Avalon. Here's one, another from Florida. Gabby from Florida writes, I sometimes prefer the right side of my body to do most things because I'm right-handed. Laugh cry emoji.
Wait, can you read that slower?
For Phoebe. Can you read that slower for Phoebe?
Yes. I know we got a little high in the previous episode. Gabby from Florida writes, I sometimes prefer the right side of my body to do most things because I'm right-handed. You cry laugh emoji.
What are the other things you're doing with just one part of your body?
Well, probably kicking.
Yes, yeah, yeah.
Kicking, laying.
Winking.
Winking.
Listening.
Sometimes I'll prefer to stand on one side of my body.
Yeah.
Like, you know, put all my weight on one side.
That's so bad for your alignment.
It probably is.
I think it's really common to be like right-footed and right-handed, or left-footed and left-handed. Although my dad, he writes with his right hand, but he holds his fork with his left hand.
Wow.
And he kicks with his left foot.
It's fascinating.
But I think that, I think this is from Gabby, right?
I'm having a hard time.
Yes.
I think Gabby is probably in the majority of people who do a lot of things on one side of their body. High thought solved.
Yeah, I'm trying to think of what side I prefer to sleep on.
Yeah, I sleep on my right side, and I'm right-handed.
Yeah, I think I prefer to sleep on my right side. I'm right-handed.
I use my right arm for everything. I'm not sure about my, I guess, I mean, I just don't kick that often, I guess.
I smoke with my right hand.
Yeah, so do I. But I played soccer and I kicked with my right. And when I play volleyball, I also kick the ball to serve it with my right.
Everything's right.
Did you know there's no rule that says you can't kick, serve with your foot in volleyball?
Really? You can kick it?
I think so.
Wait, you can kick it in volleyball?
Well, I do, just because I don't think there's a rule that says you can't. And I can get more precision with my foot than with my hand.
I've never seen that. Is that a thing in volleyball?
I don't think so.
Huh. What do you do when you play badminton? Do you kick it?
No, too small.
Tennis?
Birdie too small. Tennis ball too small.
Ping pongs?
Ping pong ball too small. Table too high.
Yeah.
Well, we got another one.
Yes, please.
You got it. Women stoner shit writes, how the fuck am I keeping 5 kids alive? And I like this because I don't know how I'm keeping myself alive half the time.
Yeah. Sure.
I can't imagine, because I'm don't have children, but I have lots of friends and family members who do have young children right now, and I don't know how they do it, honestly. So, yeah.
And if you're a stoner and a mom, you're probably keeping them alive with a smile.
Yeah, I notice, because I like to go and hang out with my niece, and I can sit and play make soup, because she loves to make soup right now, which is just her just pretty much taking fake cups of stuff and just handing me it for about an hour and a half.
So cute.
If I am high, I can, that game is super fun, and I can eat her soup for an hour and a half. So I can understand how cannabis can help with a maybe, because you do those repetitive games over and over again.
Mm-hmm. Oh, so cute.
I like that. Yeah, so I'm not sure how you're keeping. I also don't have children, and so I can't imagine keeping five children alive. So good job.
Yeah, great job. You're killing it.
Killing it. However you do it, you do it. Kill it. And then here's one of my, I thought this is a good one for us. Harley from Pennsylvania writes, what are some other names for a stoner?
Ah.
That we can come up with, I think. We can come up with some good ones.
Pothead.
There's pothead.
Weed freak.
How about heiresses?
Heiresses, like, yeah.
Instead of heiress, we're heiress.
heiress Paris Hilton.
Paris Hilton does smoke weed.
Oh, she does?
Or at least did.
Mm. She's cool.
Sure.
I just watched her cooking show, and I just, like, I like her.
She has a cooking show.
Interesting.
Yeah, on Netflix. And
I wouldn't have thought of Kayla as being a Paris Hilton fan.
Well, I also watched her documentary that she released on YouTube, and I just realized that her whole, like blonde, pink, bimbo thing is, like, a character she plays. And she's mm-hmm. not like that at all in her normal life. She's, like, a lot more masculine, a lot funnier and smarter. But, yeah, you don't think of her that way. But she talks about the character of Paris Hilton, and I'm like, oh my god, you're a genius. You were, like, the first influencer mm-hmm. in history.
True. Never thought of it that way. Gotta check that out.
Or don't. I don't know.
I'm genuinely interested. But another names for stoners, canna besties.
Yeah, we're Canna-moms, Canna-dads.
Like Canna-dads?
Yeah.
And Canna-moms.
Hazed out?
You could have, like, Canna-lots, lots of things. What'd you say?
Hazed out?
Hazed out. Or we're hazers, man.
Yeah.
We're the hazers.
No, we'll come up with, like, 23 at 3 a.m., and we'll have to make up a list.
Yeah, we're all going to think of them as we're falling asleep tonight. Obvious ones. So we'll make a list.
We'll make a list.
And come back to you.
Yes, it'll be in our text thread.
Yeah. Well, thank you all for coming along on this this ride. I don't know if people like it when we get this high or not. So let us know.
Let
if you like us
know.
Less.
Let us know how like you are.
Yeah, hey man, just send us a message and tell us how you are.
Oh, and Kayla, what else should they do?
They should follow us on Instagram at Stoner Chicks Podcast, Twitter at Stoner Chicks Pod, TikTok at Broccoli Rods. Visit us on our Patreon, patreon.com, for 2 bonus episodes of Stoner Chicks a month. And is that everything?
Sounds good to me.
All right. Stephanie, what do stoner chicks always say?
Don't judge me, but have you ever danced in front of an otter in the pale moonlight?
Thank you for listening to the Stoner Chicks podcast. We want to thank our editor, Shari Junko, the composer of our theme music, Jessica Damari, and Ben Redder and AJ Dent for creating our rad cover art. Email us your high thoughts at stonerchickspodcast@gmail.com and follow us on Instagram and Twitter at stonerchickspodcast.